This dissertation is by Dr. Sharon Hermes, MD. The date of examination is 5/9/22. The name of the patient is Eugene Schubert, S-H-U-B-E-R-T, first name Eugene, E-U-G-E-N-E. This is a trapnel stress echocardiogram. File Streco space Schubert space E, CardioCare Associates letterhead. Trapnel stress echocardiogram, date of examination 5/9/22. Referring physician Subhastra Karen Anathy, MD. Performing physician Sharon Hermes, MD. New paragraph. Clinical indication, 69-year-old male with CAD, status post-PCI, mid-LAD, new paragraph. ECG stress interpretation, new paragraph, baseline ECG, normal sinus rhythm, RSR prime V1. Consider incomplete right bundle branch block, comma, left axis deviation, new paragraph. ECG stress interpretation, new paragraph, new paragraph, baseline blood pressure, colon 110 over 80, baseline heart rate, 93 beats per minute, new paragraph. And let me just repeat that ECG. ECG, normal sinus rhythm, comma, RSR prime V1, comma, left axis comma, consider incomplete right bundle branch block, comma, left axis deviation, period, new paragraph. Baseline blood pressure, colon 110 over 80, baseline heart rate, 93 beats per minute, new paragraph. Patient went tremor exercise stress test utilizing a Bruce protocol. Patient exercised for 7 minutes, semicolon 1 minute into stage 3 of a Bruce protocol to peak heart rate of 146, parentheses 97% maximum predicted heart rate, close parentheses, period. At peak stress, the patient had a blood pressure of 143 over 70 with a peak heart rate blood pressure proactive 20878, period, new paragraph. Patient not experienced any chest discomfort during stress of the recovery period. He experienced mild dyspnea at peak stress. Stress was terminated due to fatigue. The patient exhibited good exercise tolerance with a functional capacity in the range of 8 mets. The patient had a normal blood pressure response to stress. On his medication, the patient had a normal heart rate response to exercise on his beta blocker. The patient had a final blood pressure of 120 over 80 and heart rate of 99 at the end of the recovery period. There were no significant arrhythmias noted during stress of the recovery period. At peak stress, during stress, and during the recovery period, there were no diagnostic ECG changes of ischemia. New paragraph. Impression, normal ECG portion, tremble stress, echocardiogram to 97% maximum predicted heart rate. New paragraph, echocardiographic interpretation. The patient underwent a tremble stress echocardiogram utilizing standard protocol. Patient was imaged at baseline, immediately post-peak stress exercise in left lateral decubitus position. Parasternal long axis, parasternal short axis, apical four-chamber view, and apical two-chamber views were obtained. The baseline study was technically adequate. Correction, baseline study was technically adequate. Correction, the baseline study was technically difficult due to body habitus, but of fair to good quality. The post-peak stress study was technically difficult with poor parasternal views and a suboptimal parasternal short axis view and fair to good apical views. Period, new paragraph. Baseline echocardiogram, normal wall motion without regional wall motion abnormalities, new paragraph, post-peak stress echocardiogram, grossly normal parasternal lower axis view without regional wall motion abnormalities with suboptimal parasternal short axis view, but anterior and anterior septal wall in the short axis view was visualized, and there was no regional wall motion abnormalities in these regions. And there were no regional wall motion abnormalities in these regions. Apical views were without regional wall motion abnormalities. There was normal augmentation, wall motion to exercise, and no abnormal left ventricular dilatation. New paragraph. Impression, normal echocardiograph portion of treadmill stress echocardiogram to 97% maximum predicted heart rate, including the territory of the left anterior descending coronary artery. New paragraph. Conclusions. 1. Normal ECG portion of tremble stress echocardiogram to 97% maximum predicted heart rate without diagnostic ECG changes of ischemia. 2. The patient did not experience any chest discomfort and only experienced mild dyspnea at peak stress. 3. The patient exhibited good exercise tolerance with a functional capacity in the range of 8 mets. comma, comparable to his prior stress test. 4, the patient had a normal blood pressure response to stress on medication. The patient had a normal heart rate response to exercise on his beta blocker. 5, there were no significant arrhythmias noted during stress of the recovery period. 6, normal echocardiograph portion of treadmill stress echocardiogram to 97% maximum predicted heart rate with suboptimal parasternal short axis view, but interpretable for the territory of the LAD, and poor parasternal long axis view, but completely interpretable. There was normal baseline and post-peak stress wall motion without region wall motion abnormalities, normal augmentation wall motion without exercise, without region wall motion abnormalities, comma, including the territory of the LAD. There is normal baseline post-peak stress wall motion without region wall motion abnormalities, normal augmentation wall motion with exercise, comma, including the territory of the LAD, and no abnormal left ventricular dilatation. Thank you for the kind referral of this patient. Sincerely, Sharon Armeza. No abnormal left ventricular dilatation, period. The diagnostic predictive value of this finding is somewhat diminished by body habitus limiting post-peak stress parasternal views. Thank you for the kind referral of this patient. Sincerely, Sharon Armeza, MD.